They could look at their clothes and their shoes. And in Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 and 3, he said, he adds some more. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy, your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, therefore you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, but he might know thee, make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. So every day the Israelites had evidence that God was there with them through the manna that they saw every day, and their feet not swelling, their shoes not wearing out, their clothes not wearing out. In those days, people didn't have many changes of clothes. They practically had only one, and it wasn't possible to do anything about their clothes anyway in the middle of a wilderness. So God proved to them he was with them all the time. And this is, I want to talk about how God was with us in Tennessee. As you know, our car was hit by a deer. Fortunately, before we left, we bought a cell phone with roaming, and that proved to be very essential in our times of crisis. We were able to be in regular contact with the insurance company back in Canada, and they were able to get things going pretty quickly. The insurance company was able to provide us with a rental car, so we weren't stuck. We were in the resort, but we had to move out on the Friday morning. And then on Friday morning, they gave us the news that our car wouldn't be repaired. This was about the... wouldn't be repaired till the 22nd, and that this was was about the 10th of June, so we were stuck there. And then God intervened and helped us finding a hotel, so we had to find a hotel. We found a hotel in Knoxville, and part of the hotel was under reconstruction. They were changing from one group to another, and they were reconstructing one side of the hotel, and as a result the other side was out. They were renting rooms on the other side, but because it was under reconstruction and there were no breakfasts provided, the price was considerably less than what you would have found anywhere else in Knoxville. But they still had a microwave and fridge, so we learned to live buying food in Walmart and microwaving it and keeping it in the fridge. And there was a lot of support from here. Maggie and Denise looked after my gardens, and Peter was on the phone fairly regularly encouraging us and giving us hope, and I know you were all praying for us in this time of crisis. As I say, the bad news seemed to come on Fridays, but so we had the Sabbath to be boosted by God's message. And the United Church of God in Knoxville was very supportive of us. We were there the first week for the Pentecost and the Sabbath. And when we came back the second week, they were quite supportive of us. The third week, unbeknownst to us, the pastor organized a collection of money for us, cash, because we just found out at Walmart that You know, here, if you go to Walmart, they say, it says in the machine, do you want cash? In that Walmart, no cash. So we had a US Visa credit card, but some places you do need cash to manage. So they provided us well over $100 in cash. So we really appreciate that. And then we came to the point where we needed, I planned that I would have enough medication while I was in the US to manage, and then we realized we were running out, so we had to go and see a doctor in Knoxville to pay for a doctor so we could get a prescription, so renew our prescriptions. And the doctor offered to pray with us for our situation, and this is the first time a doctor's ever offered to pray for us. We really appreciated that. And then he arranged for Walmart Pharmacy to provide us with the medications, but we were having to pay for them, and it was going to cost us $1,500
US,
and they managed to find $500 discounts. So it's only cost us $1,000 US, which we're trying to get back at the moment. And despite these disasters, we were able, because we had a rental car and a reasonably cheap hotel, we were able to do a number of visits to different places. So we were able to be encouraged. We saw a lot of Tennessee, and a bit of North Carolina, and yes, and let's see, it was about the Friday before we were due to pick up the car. The car would be ready on the Wednesday, the following Wednesday, and they phoned us up on the Friday and said everything's ready except the mirror. And apparently the Elantra mirror in the States is not the same as the Elantra mirror in Canada. And he said, well, if we order this, it's going to take till July the 7th to get to us. So at this point, we were very discouraged that Friday. So we phoned our... my boss, because I knew my boss used to goes across the border regularly to the States, to Watertown, where he has an arrangement for stuff to be delivered in the States to Watertown, and he carries it over the border for his restaurant.
Tell him who it is.
Leslie Herbert, yeah.
The owner of
Mongolian Village, yes. So we phoned them up, and Margaret phoned our dealer where we take our car, and he said yes, I could have a mirror in this place on Tuesday. So we said right. So Leslie went and picked it up on Tuesday, drove it across the border. Unfortunately, she got picked out for a check, customs check,
car search,
which is very unusual, and she was the one who got it.
But
anyway, when she explained to the man in charge what the situation was, she said, oh, go ahead. Apparently, some people try to take stuff across the border in Canada to sell in the States. So she was able to take it to Watertown and get it couriered straight to Cooksville in Tennessee for the following day, enabling us to leave the following day. So it was a really a miracle, actually. And we really appreciated all the help and the blessing. One thing it does show that sometimes you've got to depend on other people. God will work through other people to help you. Sometimes you can't do it all in your own. You may be in a situation where you can't do it on your own, and you have to have the help of other people, all sorts of people. And it, in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 6, it says, God is the God of all encouragement, comfort. We, through the trials, are learning to have empathy and concern to help other people. In verse 3 it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us with all us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. Our experiences in this life are not just for ourselves alone, it's to be able to help other people. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And whether we be comforted, it is our consolation and salvation. And we are being tried through different things, but God always is with us in some way in our trials, as he was with the Israelites in the wilderness, with the clothes and the shoes and the manna. See, remember what our goal is in Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God is creating perfection in us. Remember that in your trials. God will never leave you without encouragement. And then finally, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11 to 13, it says, now all these things happen to them, for examples, referring back to what happened in the wilderness, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Therefore, let him that thinketh he stands take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, for God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And as I say, God gives a comfort and encouragement in our trials, because our trials are necessary to make us perfect. Let's be thankful to our great God, who loves us and works with us and encourages us.